USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A bridge under construction in Kansas collapsed Wednesday afternoon in Clay County, killing an unidentified man. The Clay County Sheriff's Office said the bridge spans Carroll Creek. That's about a 2.5-hour drive west of Kansas City. PIO Sarah Boyd said four people were trapped when the structure failed. Three of them were able to free themselves with minor injuries. The Chinese government has been accused of establishing at least two undeclared police stations in the Netherlands. Dutch media found the evidence and believe they are being used to try to silence Chinese dissidents in Europe. A spokesman for the Dutch Foreign Ministry said the existence of the unofficial police stations is illegal. After a trial filled with interruptions, madness, and confusion, Milwaukee resident Daryl Brooks was found guilty of 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide after crashing his SUV into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, just about a year ago. In all, he intentionally hit 68 people and has once again shown soft-on-crime DAs are the problem. Brooks was free on bail days before the attack, accused of using his SUV to run over the mother of his child. She fortunately survived. In the high-profile race for New York State governor, polls indicate that interim Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul and Republican challenger Representative Lee Zeldin are locked in a very close contest that will be determined in less than 2 weeks. Representative Zeldin on Fox News says the issue of crime in New York and soft-on-crime DAs are on New Yorkers' minds.
So if you want to secure our streets, you want to take back our streets, you have to get rid of these pro-criminal governors and have balance returned to state legislators like ours. We need to suspend cashless bail and these other pro-criminal laws. And the first thing that I will do, the first day that I am in office, is telling the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg that he is being removed.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Facebook's parent company Meta was hit with a $24.7 million fine Wednesday. A Washington judge says the tech giant had intentionally violated the state's campaign finance disclosure laws 822 times. A Meta spokesperson said the firm is assessing its options and declined to comment any further. The Justice Department's antitrust branch is investigating professional golf and includes the Augusta National Golf Club, the United States Golf Association, and the PGA Tour. At play are the PGA's bylaws as they pertain to players participating in the Saudi startup LIV tournament and other non-PGA Tour events. The Department of Justice and PGA have all declined comment to numerous media outlets. Debris removal in Florida after Hurricane Ian has gotten a big boost from Governor Ron DeSantis and FEMA.
There's a plan in Florida to speed up recovery efforts after Hurricane Ian. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis announced an agreement between the state and FEMA.
These waivers will allow debris removal in private communities and may include removal of damaged slabs on private property. So this is not typically the way this is done. Usually that would be not eligible for this type of reimbursement.
The governor adding, without this type of agreement, debris removal could take almost 2 years. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that, because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.